21. Talk at Children's Reception, Studio Hall. 24th April, 1912. 1219 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. What a wonderful meeting this is. These are the children of the kingdom. The song we have just listened to was very beautiful in melody and words. The art of music is divine and effective. It is the food of the soul and spirit. Through the power and charm of music, the spirit of man is uplifted. It has wonderful sway and effect in the hearts of children, for their hearts are pure and melodies have great influence in them. The latent talents with which the hearts of these children are endowed will find expression through the medium of music. Therefore, you must exert yourselves to make them proficient, teach them to sing with excellence and effect. It is incumbent upon each child to know something of music, for without knowledge of this art, the melodies of instrument and voice cannot be rightly enjoyed. Likewise, it is necessary that the schools teach it, in order that the souls and hearts of the pupils may become vivified and exhilarated, and their lives be brightened with enjoyment. Today, illumined and spiritual children are gathered in this meeting. They are the children of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is for such souls as these, for they are near to God. They have pure hearts. They have spiritual faces. The effect of the divine teachings is manifest in the perfect purity of their hearts. That is why Christ has addressed the world, saying, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." That is, men must become pure in heart to know God. The teachings have had great effect. Spiritual souls, tender souls, the hearts of all children are of the utmost purity. They are mirrors upon which no dust has fallen. But this purity is on account of weakness and innocence, not on account of any strength and testing. For as this is the early period of their childhood, their hearts and minds are unsullied by the world. They cannot display any great intelligence. They have neither hypocrisy nor deceit. This is on account of the child's weakness, whereas the man becomes pure through his strength. Through the power of intelligence, he becomes simple. Through the great power of reason and understanding, and not through the power of weakness, he becomes sincere. When he attains to the state of perfection, he will receive these qualities. His heart becomes purified, his spirit enlightened, his soul is sensitized and tender, all through his great strength. This is the difference between the perfect man and the child. Both have the underlying qualities of simplicity and sincerity, the child through the power of weakness, and the man through the power of strength. I pray in behalf of these children and beg confirmation and assistance for them from the kingdom of Abha, so that each one may be trained under the shadow of the protection of God. Each may become like a lighted candle in the world of humanity, a tender and growing plant in the rose garden of Abha. That these children may be so trained and educated that they shall give life to the world of humanity, that they may receive insight, that they may bestow hearing upon the people of the world, that they may sow the seeds of eternal life and be accepted in the threshold of God. That they may become characterized with such virtues, perfections, and qualities that their mothers, fathers, and relatives will be thankful to God, well-pleased and hopeful. This is my wish and prayer. I give you my advice, and it is this. Train these children with divine exhortations. From their childhood instill in their hearts the love of God, so that they may manifest in their lives the fear of God and have confidence in the bestowals of God. Teach them to free themselves from human imperfections and to acquire the divine perfections latent in the heart of man. The life of man is useful if he attains the perfections of man. If he becomes the center of the imperfections of the world of humanity, death is better than life, and non-existence better than existence. Therefore, make ye an effort in order that these children may be rightly trained and educated, and that each one of them may attain perfection in the world of humanity. Know ye the value of these children, for they are all my children.